This podcast is brought to you by fin24.com.
G'day and welcome to Metal Heads. My name is André Jansen van Vieren. I'm the editor of Mining Max. And today we're talking legal and regulatory issues. And with us on this podcast to discuss this is mining law expert from Werksmans Attorneys, Wessel Barenors. Wessel, thanks for joining us and welcome to Metal Heads.
Thank you, André.
Wessel, to kick off the conversation, we're now in the middle of a period where there's quite a lot of changes that are happening on both the legislative and the regulatory front for miners. Now, we've seen the DMR launching its online rights application system following a moratorium on prospecting rights applications. We're also expecting the DMR to submit its amendments to the MPRDA to Parliament soon. And there's also some further amendments to the Mine Health and Safety Act in the offing. Can I maybe to kick off this conversation, what was your initial impressions of the mining rights application system, if we can start there?
André, firstly, you know, if you look at the statement that the minister has made in anticipation of the system, what she has done is she has said, look, she's identified a problem with potential corruption in her system, and that is what we know had sort of given rise to the moratorium on prospecting rights, which had been extended. But what they also had is a difficulty with managing the information flow on applications. And we have seen those classic cases where, you know, you have sensitive areas where mining rights have been granted. You have overlaps that happen. And part of the problem is that there wasn't consistency in how the applications had been made. And one of the benefits of an electronic system was to try and streamline the applications in such a way that the applications are all uniform and that one can immediately identify where the areas are and what the mineral is that is being applied for. And the ideal of the system is that you would have effectively a map of South Africa with layers on it, where a variety of information is then superimposed on that particular map, electronic map, and you would then be able to, in the moment an application comes in for a mineral or a mining right or a prospecting right in respect of a mineral over an area, you would immediately be able to identify A, whether there's a competing right, or B, whether it's a sensitive area and you can't grant the application. And that is the ideal of the system. So that is the background of what she is sought to do. Now, obviously, you know, there's a huge amount of information that has to go into that system and has to be converted into an electronic format. You have old mining rights that have been converted into new order rights. Some of those old order mining rights have still not been converted, although we are now into 6 years after that process. And then the other issue is then you have ongoing applications. You have hard copy applications that have been submitted, and now you have electronic applications. Now, our first impression of it, and keep in mind, this thing is brand new. It's literally 2 weeks old. Our first frustrations with the system had been that it isn't complete, and that you only really can track current applications that are in the system, that you can't look at prospecting rights that have been granted a few years ago at the moment, and you can't find mining rights yet. I suspect that this will all come into the system once the system is up and running completely. But that is one of the first frustrations that we have found.
If you say that you know, you can only track current applications, you know, that specific situation is that are you worse off than what you were before, or are you already starting on a platform where you say, well, it can only get better from here?
André, you can only get better from here. The old system of applications had been of such a nature that applications had been made at regional offices. And then those applications were managed by those regional offices. And at some point in time, those applications, when it came to the approval of environmental management plans and social and labor plans, then those applications had gone through different departments at a national level. So the difficulty was, and under the old system, there was absolutely no way of tracking an application unless you went to an office and you spoke to someone and you had a helpful hand, somebody was assisting you with that process. At least what you now have is you have the makings of an electronic system where once you've registered on the system, and anybody can register on it and have a password and have access to the system, and it's available between normal office hours. It's not available 24 hours a day. It's only available during office hours. But you then can at least access that information, and you have a system of processing, or at least following the processing of those applications. And one of the things that the minister had said is that one of the weaknesses under the old system was that you did not have officers and functionaries accountable for how they dealt with applications. At least under this system, you will be able to manage it, you will be able to know who's responsible for it, and you'll be able to track the progress of it. So it most certainly is the first steps of a process that can only improve from here on.
Bissell, how did you find the usability of the site? Is it quite easy to use and understand, or do you need to be, well-groomed in mining matters to know what's going on there in front of you?
Andre, it is a very user-friendly for someone who knows what they're looking for. It isn't an application where, anybody off the street can just simply wander in there and try and find applications. You need to know what you're looking for. You need to know what mineral you're looking for. You need to know what area you're looking for. So it is designed for people obviously within the industry and people with an interest in the industry. But considering it from that perspective, I found it very user-friendly. I found it, again, a system which is well-designed, with only potential to improve over time once the information and the supporting information is part of that particular system.
Wissel, and just to finish up this subject, I asked the minister earlier whether she's sure and whether she trusts this new system well enough to make sure that South Africa is not in the same situation where it was prior to the moratorium. And she was quite confident that this system will make sure that we are on the right track and keep on the right track. Is that your assessment as well? Can you concur with that?
Andre, it's early days. I speak as an outsider. I'm not part of the process that the minister has gone through internally in developing the system. I can only go on what she says in her statement and as far as I have experienced the system. But one thing that I can tell you is that the more information that is available and accessible to interested parties in the country will make it a better system. So as far as that is concerned, I underscore her ideal of this system being ultimately that South Africans are in a better position than we were before the moratorium had to be given. So in that sense, I most certainly think that we are going to be better off. Obviously, what is very, very important is that the system needs to be maintained and that information needs to get onto that system. Now, what you will have is that new applications for prospecting rights or for mining rights are all going to be made electronically. So you're no longer going to have a situation that you may have a regional office that's a bit slow in having the finding system up to date. You're now going to have a situation that those applications are going to be submitted in real time and that you will be able to track them in real time. So it's a significant improvement to where we were before. And I think in that sense that I underscore what she says. I think the ideal is very, very good. Just incidentally on something else, Andre, under our current system, our mining rights and prospecting rights, once they are granted, are obliged, the holder of those rights are obliged to register those rights with the Mining Titles Office, which is very similar to your deeds office where you register your house or your ownership of land. The difficulty with that process is that the Mining Titles Office is not accessible to the public. We've had frustrations in going in there trying to find copies of prospecting rights and mining rights where we have acted for clients where we simply wanted to verify their own processes, and we have found that very, very difficult. We think that this new system, once this information is there, is going to make it significantly easier for us to be able to advise clients of what the standing of rights are, and it is also going to enhance commercial activity in the country. Because if you can with certainty determine where prospecting rights are and where mining rights are, then it is going to instill investor confidence in international investor confidence, and that is where we need the capital infusion in the mining industry in South Africa so that we can continue to grow the industry.
That is Wessel Badenhorst from Werksman Attorneys. Thank you for listening to Metalheads.